Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine. Hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Now, good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on now, dig me, one and only, Steve Harvey. Man, oh man, got a radio show. I said yesterday I was trying to do something with it, and like I said, you know, the trying part is over. I'm actually doing something with it. Now, I told you that the only way to find your real purpose, your real mission in life, your real what for, the thing that you got to go get after, is you got to connect with God. You have to connect with him. Because as your creator, no one knows better what you were made for than your maker. It just make a lot of common sense, don't it? I mean, really, you know, people kill me with the lack of belief. Listen to me. I don't really into explaining all that away. If that's how you feel, then go on and get to feeling how you feeling with it. But let me explain something to you. I just don't see how. What is this conscious that eats away at you from time to time? Where does the moral barometer come from that exists in your life? What makes you know the difference between right and wrong? Where did your conscience come from? Where does your need to cry out from? Where does the word, Lord, help me, come from? Why, when you get in a dark place and you whisper Jesus, where'd it come from? Huh? What is that? You know, where do these promises come from that we make, these deals we cut that we make with a higher power? Why when you're at your lowest moment, man, you turn somewhere? Okay, enough of that. I've explained my side of it. And a matter of fact, God is really almost unexplainable to me. I want to share something with you about when you strike out to find your mission, or how about when you strike out on your mission? Once you discover what your purpose is, or let's simplify it. What happens when you set a goal and you're ready to strike out on that goal? What happens when you set an ambition in front of you, or put something in your sights that you want to attain, that you want to become successful at? What's the mindset that you have to develop? There are three things. You must first ask, you must then believe, and you must then receive. Now, the receive part, all these parts is got a thing to it. You got to ask. You just got to ask for it. You know, you've heard the scripture before. You have not because you ask not. Why don't you ask? But then after you ask, here's the kick. You got to believe that it can happen for you. Stop looking at the success of other people and not thinking that that same success can happen for you. And I'm not saying that specific way. I'm just saying that a success can happen for you just like it can happen for somebody else. Why do you think it keeps happening to other people over and over? Because they ask and they believe. Now, here's the cold part. Receive it. Uh-oh. What you mean receive it? I asked for it. I believe in it. Why would I not want to receive it? Act like it. Act like it's already there. Behave as though you have it in your hands. Smile about it. Realize that, man, it's just days away. And how many other days that is? If it's days away, it's just days away. We don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow, next week, in 30 days. We don't know if it's going to take a few years. But you got to receive it, though. You got to ask. You got to believe. And you got to receive it. You got to act as though it's there. Now, there's another part now to this about work. You know, faith without works is dead. Don't think you're going to just ask for something, believe in, and then go sit down and start watching TV. Come on now, let's get real. Let's not leave out the other jewel. You got to work. But now, hear what I want you to know about when you strike out on that mission. That the journey that you strike out on to accomplish a goal or to set out on a mission, the journey, if you could understand this, it'll help you so much. The journey is a process. It's not an arrival date. It's a process. All you're looking to do, folks, is start the process. Get it started. Don't worry about the arrival date. Act like it's there. The arrival date is coming. But here is the beauty of the journey being a process. But all along the way of your journey, you will find success. The whole time you're on the journey, the whole time you're in the process of finding your mission, fulfilling your mission, uncovering your dreams, reaching your goals, The beauty of it is, all along the way, you're going to find success on so many levels. And people fail to look at that part. They keep thinking to themselves, man, I ain't there yet. I ain't, you know, it's like when you take a little kid on a long car trip and they're in the backseat. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Boy, if you just look out the window, see where we done been. Look out the window. Look at the mountains. Look at these trees. Look at the views we got. No, we ain't there yet. But Lord have mercy. Look at what he's showing us along the way. Smell the roses. Have yourself a cup of coffee. Chill every now and then and see what he's doing for you. Because the journey is a process. But man, know that in the process of arriving at your designated goal, dream, ambition, or mission, understand this, that the journey is a process, but all along the way, you'll find success. There are things that are going to happen to you along the way, man, that will be so gratifying and fulfilling, where the journey is joyful. There is joy in the journey. You don't have to be there to appreciate the ride. Appreciate the journey and the process. Stop getting mad because you ain't at the arrival date or your dreams ain't came true yet. Look up. Look up. You might discover, man, that you living better. You might discover that you don't have a million yet, but you done made a quarter of a million. What you tripping for? Because you ain't got the million yet. Remember when you didn't have nothing? Be grateful for the $250,000 mark, the $100,000 mark, the $322,000 mark. Don't you understand, man? You may not be where you want to be, but man, can't you thank God that you ain't where you was? How about that one? Huh? All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, rabbit raisers, pit bull rabbit trainers. Yeah, rabbit raisers. I'm going new this time.
Wow.
Pit bull trainers, turkey farmers, arborists, all the brothers that work at car detail shops.
Ooh, yeah.
Anybody in waste management, special shout out to the bros hanging off the back. Much love to the cab drivers that want to get rid of Uber.
They on the mission.
Want to send a shout out to Amazon that I've just started using, and I found out that
they tell you stuff
that people like that you might too, and I'll be damned they be right. I want to send a shout out to everybody that's ever hit a bad golf shot. I want to send a shout out, especially to people whose feelings get hurt early in the morning over the leastest of damn things. This is how we start the Steve Harvey Morning Show today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica, Tommy Last, Junior, who's been out for a while walking. And we found out most recently that his walk this year was for him.
It was not.
The legend that is Nephew Tommy. And the name of the walk is Kier's Hope, and we was hoping Kier would be there this year. Y'all don't know how apropos the name of the organ.
Tell him why it was for me this year.
Junior had COVID and sickle cell in the same week. And so we didn't know if he was going to make it, but God healed him again and brought him through. So he had COVID and a crisis. He was triple C.
So therefore,
won't he do it?
Now, how about there walking for myself?
Yeah, so Junior was out there walking for himself.
You're so wrong.
He was cured a lot of things this weekend.
Walk it out.
Ooh, we was out there walking for so many missions. Anybody could have signed up.
We out here walking for earaches, everything.
Yeah, there was so many sick people out there this weekend. We were just walking for anything.
No,
we was walking for diabetes. We was walking for the elderly.
Anybody.
We was walking for people whose scalp itching. One of the sponsors was Sulfate. He was doing all types of stuff right here. One of the sponsors was Tidy Bowl. They even had the little white man that be in the boat in the toilet doing the commercial. He was there walking.
You know what?
It was just an amazing event. A lot of has-been people was there trying to cure so many things. 400 people in there had on pink. They was in there supporting everything. We was just wearing
it. So glad to have you back, Junior. Welcome back. Fool.
I don't know why I came back. This fool gonna do it anyway.
Okay.
We had two people in the walk that wore a black
coming
shirt.
Up in
they
32.
Had everything.
Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to run that prank back with the nephew. What you got, Neff?
This is the blind barber. Cat dog, if you would, bring it on in. The blind barber.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach that run the barber. Yeah, you run the barbershop down there, don't you?
I own the barbershop.
Okay, now I'm trying to see if y'all got any booth rentals down there where I can come in there and cut some hair. I've been cutting hair a long time. I want to see if y'all got some room down there. They tell me you might have had some come available.
I got two booths open right now. You need a booth?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in there and get the cutting. Now how much you charge for booth rental on a weekly basis?
That's $200 a week.
$200 a week. That's $800 a month. That deal good because just $200. Now, when can I get down there so you can meet me, you know, where you can show me around the shop so I can know what?
I'm open from 8 to 7. That's Tuesday through Saturdays.
All right, because I want to see if I can maybe meet you there so I can get down there and just feel my way around.
Well, come on.
Then what I want to ask you, do you mind doing for me? Do you think you could possibly put up some ramps where you got steps at, and your phone? Could you take your mind if you take the phone and put it in Braille for me?
Wait a minute! What the hell? I need to put my taking ramps out and putting phones in Braille for what's going on with you?
Well, I'm blind. You know, I'm not gonna let that stop me. You know, I'm still going.
Oh no! Hell no, man! Wait a minute, you what?
I'm blind, but I've been cutting my hair for over 10 years, and folks say my haircut always look good, so I didn't figure I'm going to start cutting hair now.
Oh, well, guess what? You might cut hair, and it might be some good that you do, but you just can't cut no hair in my shop, not being blind, Doc. Yeah, but ain't that kind of in my shop, man.
No, what?
I ain't got no problem with that, baby, but you just can't do it down.
Well, wait now. See, this is what they call discrimination. You can't do that. You can't discriminate from people just because they got some type of handicap belongs to them.
Listen, hold on. Let me tell you something, man. I'm not trying to put you out of business. Doc doing what you need to do, but you just can't do that in my shop, man. I don't care if they call it discrimination, scrimination, or what. Not in my shop. You just can't do it, baby.
Listen, now, I know how to cut hair. I know how to give folks a lining and stuff like that. I ain't tried to use no razor, nothing like that.
Oh, man. Come on, dude. Listen, can't you find something else to get into besides trying to cut hair?
Well, this what I like, though. This what I feel like this my calling.
You just can't do it in my shop. I'm sorry.
No, that's what I don't care to hear something like this here. Now, I got the qualifications, and I'm able to do it. And I want to be able to come down there, and I told you, I said I wanted to feel my way around. Didn't I say that?
You don't need to feel your way back. I need you to be able to see what you're doing. I mean, I don't care about you being able to cut no hair being blind. You got to be able to see to do that.
This could probably do wonders for your shop. People will come from miles around to see somebody like myself cut.
I didn't have that kind of shit in my shop. Did you hear what I said?
I heard what you said. What I don't want you to do is make me mad about this. Now,
how you going to get mad about something that belonged to me? I'm off and you telling me this that you blind. Doc, I can't help you when you blind, man. Come on with that.
Now, listen. I'm going to tell you this here, and I'm going to tell it to you straight. I'm coming down there to that barbershop. I'm going to fill these booths out, and I'm going to start cutting. Now, one thing I don't want to do is have to get into no tussle with you. Now, I don't want that.
Worry about getting in no tussle with me, because if you bring your up in my shop, how much you going to cut hair? It's going to be some furniture moving around up in the.
But I'm coming down there, and I'm coming down there this evening. Now, one thing you.
Bring your nowhere now. You better keep your. With my shot.
You gonna get your whooped by a blind man is what you gonna do. You ain't gonna see it coming either. You hear me?
Oh, bring your song.
As long as I got the money to pay my booth rental.
You don't give a damn. I don't want your money. Your blind can't cut no man. My shot. You understand what I say to you?
I'm understanding what you're saying, and if I got to call the law about you being discriminatory.
Law. You can call any you want to call. That's my. You not gonna do that. You understand what I'm telling you? Now you bring your down there talking about cutting hair. My. You won't. I'll be waiting on you.
I'm coming down there this evening. I'm coming and I'm coming to whoop your. Cause you got the nerve to discriminate against me.
I don't know how you got my number in the first. Well, who gave you my? No. You ought not be dialing my. How you even fix your thing with the.
They give me this number and say, you is the one that do the hiring round the barbershop.
You don't call my personal number, you call my shop. Who gave you my number?
Now, what difference do that make if I'm some man looking for a job?
See, you don't call my personal phone.
You're going to watch your tone with me, what you going to do?
I ain't going to watch your thing. Don't you bring your in my shop.
I tell you one thing you're going to watch. You're going to watch me get on your this evening.
How you going to get on my? You can't see me. And I'm about to hang up on your.
I got one more thing I need to say to you.
Thing is that.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin.
You know what? I'm going to whoop that when I get a chance. Man.
You are.
You ain't no good.
Hey, Mr. I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're not going to gloat. We're not going to do no praise and prank worship today. We're not going to do it. The Blind Barber. I did that. Earthquakes Father's Day Comedy Show. You don't want to miss it. It's Earthquake, Donnell Rollins, Nephew Tommy, Tony Roberts, Vanessa Fraction, all going down Father's Day night. That would be June 18th, Sunday night. We will be at the New Jersey PAC, the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. You don't want to miss the tickets on sale right now.
Thank you, Nephew. Yeah. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Kanye West went off on the paparazzi. What else is new? He goes off on everybody. Plus, your favorite TV judge, Judge Steve, is moving to a new night. We'll update you on the weekend box office.
What?
Take me to the wall.
We'll let you know who was number one at the box office, and we'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. This one from Faith in Yonkers. Faith writes, my son had sex with his distant cousin after I told him they were related. He said, I'm old school. He doesn't believe in all of that first, second, and third cousin stuff. He continues to see her and defy me. He's 19. So is this out of my hands now?
Well, it might not be out of your hands, but the baby y'all going to be taking care of going to be different. So he can go on and think it's old school if he want to, but let him keep on, you stupid ass boy. You finna find out why they tell you not to do that. Okay. It's not out your hands. I think what you should do is you should make it a family issue. Just tell him. Report it. Get the girl's mom involved. In. Yeah. Because, you know, the girl might not know. That's a possibility.
Yeah, but he certainly knows.
But see, here, boy, you can quit talking to him because we stupid. You got to get the girl's mama involved.
Yeah.
Is it third cousin, second cousin, fourth cousin?
I don't know what it is, but you ain't supposed to.
It's distant. But he doesn't believe
you might not be as far as you think. See, right there. Stop seeing this girl before you mess around and somebody have a baby. And then y'all, you be sitting a bit looking crazy.
All right. Good advice. All right. Moving on.
How many helmets is we going to have to
wear? Yeah. That baby going to wear a helmet.
Pierre's going to have to do a walk. All right. Francine in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, y'all gonna have that baby and kids walk because, you know, kids walk has opened up to more than just sickle cell now. These are the four latest entries into kids walk.
I'm leaving.
I'm gonna wait till kids get back. Go ahead, Shirley.
All right, Francine. We're moving to Francine in Fort Lauderdale, who says, I have three male friends that I hang out with, and I'm like one of the boys to them. I've had sex with each one of them in the past, and we left it in the past. Do I have to tell my new boyfriend this info now that we're getting serious?
Are you too much?
Are you stupid?
You've been with everybody.
Are you stupid? You done slept with all the dudes that you three run around calling friends. I done keep telling y'all that we're not your damn friend. And when you tell your new boyfriend that you done slept with the group, the whole damn group, so you done just ran through New Edition.
It was only three.
That's a lot of people, Shirley.
You done slept with the Temptation. How are you going to explain it? You done been through all the boys to men.
Yeah, not that.
Girl, if you don't shut your damn mouth, this ain't nothing you tell your boyfriend. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Take it to the grave.
And stop thinking that boys will be your friend. Here's a woman who proved she got three friends. She done slept with all of them, and we left it at that.
And they all three know. Trust me, they know.
Right. So you just one and done. And y'all hang out, and they treat you like one of the boys. Because you act like one of the boys.
Ooh.
Now, that ain't no surprise. Look, they treat me like one of the boys. That's how you act. You sleep with everybody and whoever. So, you know, here you go.
All right, Yvette.
You ain't never fitting to be in no real relationship with your stupid behind. Now, you going to tell your new boyfriend. You tell him and he going to be one and done. You a basketball player going to college for 1 year. You one and done.
Okay. Moving on to Cheryl in Indianapolis. Cheryl writes, I'm 48 years old. My boyfriend is 35. We went to a house party, and he left me sitting alone most of the night. He said that I didn't know any of his friends, and I told him it was his responsibility to introduce me. Is this really no big deal?
Well, if you're dating this boy and you think he's going to act like a full-grown ass man.
He's 35. He's 35.
He's trifling.
He's 35, okay. Steve.
Okay, cool. But now, how is he acting?
Yeah. Like a boy.
Like he's 20.
Back to your original
boy. So now you got this boy, and you expecting him to act more adult-like. Why you think he available? Why? Y'all be acting like y'all be finding new stuff. He is available for a reason. And who the hell go to house party? What?
I didn't know they still did that.
Yeah, they still do that.
Yeah.
That's
all right, let me shut up. I'm out of here. Go on back over here and get on this damn Amazon app.
And when are you going to throw another party, by the way, speaking of parties?
Right.
When I throw another party?
Yeah.
No, that's not Margie. Margie throw the party.
That's a house party. That's
We've been in your house to plenty of parties.
Yeah.
Great.
You've been to my house to plenty of parties?
Yes.
New Year's Eve.
Remember?
All that stuff you be... New Year's Eve.
I wasn't invited to that.
Kevin. You wasn't coming. You was at the chateau, remember?
And we've been to plenty of parties at his house.
Tommy.
Yeah, I ain't been invited. I ain't never been invited
to the chateau. Ever. Oh, y'all been invited. I've never even been invited.
You ain't been to Houston in 10 years.
Okay, this has gotten deep.
Oh. Like my aunt is incapable of coming to Houston.
You got Houston money.
Oh, now you relegating me down to I just got local money now.
Oh. Last time he came to Houston, we was on a private jet and he dropped me off.
I gave him a ride home.
Hollywood style. I love it.
All right, listen. We're moving on to Beth. This is the last one, Steve. Beth in Memphis. Beth says, my husband has been getting the party started, but he leaves me high and dry in the bed, and I want him to finish what he starts. When it happens, I finish right then and there, and he gets mad. Am I wrong for handling my business on my own?
Well, I don't care. That ain't none of my business. I don't know what you should do. I can't tell you what to do. He gets mad. He ain't handling it. He mad at you because he coming up show.
He finishing early. That's what he doing.
Why did it end this way? When I come back, we have more entries into the next Cure Walk. So stay tuned when we come back.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you as well right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Kanye West was heading to church Sunday in
LA. Hold on one second, Shirley. Before you do that, I've got to remind people that Cure's Hope Walk has expanded to other groups, and I will be giving you the new groups all morning long. Just so you know, the walk is also Tommy is going to send 5 for the next walk, and then the next one is people with bug eyes, people with really large eyes. You will be walking like for bug eyes.
Surely walking.
Surely whole family.
Thank you, Kier.
be there.
So, and then we'll just keep. Go ahead, Shirley, with your report. Baby.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Kanye West was heading to church on Sunday in L.A. with his wife, Bianca Censori, and at least one of his kids. It was four-year-old Psalm. They were being followed by the paparazzi, and Kanye stopped his car and went off on the photographers. However, they kept following him, and Kanye could be seen playing with his son, Psalm, on his bike. In one photo posted on TMZ, Kanye's wife, Bianca, was dressed in a crazy outfit. Just standing there, she looked like a hot mess in that outfit. And, you know, Kanye looks like he's resurfacing, doing the same old again.
Was he barefoot? Oh, I had them socks on, them socks.
He had the socks like shoes on.
Yeah.
But Bianca, I mean, with the wife, what did she have? Oh, she looked crazy.
I have no
Her whole
idea.
Face was covered up, you know, that like outfit, that. And she had a dress and.
I don't understand.
Yeah, well, she fit the lifestyle. Kanye life crazy, so it's a hot mess. So
you think somebody with good sense was gonna marry him?
I don't understand what's going on. It's too much. It's too much.
Well, anyway. Just a reminder, Steve, this is about you. You can catch up on Judge Steve episodes on Hulu, and get ready because Judge Steve is moving to a new night. Wednesdays, hump day. The gavel drops next Wednesday, June 14th. That is next Wednesday. The all new Judge Steve at 8 p.m., 7 central on ABC, and you can stream it on Hulu. Congratulations, Steve. Is this Wednesday night a better night for you?
Yeah. We was just doing that temporary night to follow the Grandmasters Jeopardy champions. And so we're back on the bed tonight now. Thank you, God. I was a little concerned, but God is good. He works in mysterious ways. Oh, sorry. This just in. I'm sorry. Breaking news. We find four more entries into the new Kia's Hope Walk.
So anyway,
next year. No, Hope. They just came in. Here's a new group that's going to be allowed to walk next year. People that can't speak Spanish good. You'll be in the walk. People that can't speak Spanish good,
well,
they're in the walk. Also, we have people with alopecia. If you got alopecia, you'll be walking for you.
Now I'm walking.
We got to walk. And June, you know, because if you take your hat off, they'll feel comfortable. Because then they'll think you got that too. And then we also, this is Jessica, I had to put this in here. People with halitosis. We asked you to come in run over there though.
Run
we
that
want
way.
You to run over there away from the group. And then just in conjunction with that, probably why you got halitosis is we're opening up the run to people with bad teeth.
Okay.
With bad teeth.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. People with hot flashes, Unc. People with hot flashes, they would be joining us as well.
People?
Okay. Yeah. It's just women.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know that.
Oh, stop. Don't know that.
I got a partner, fat ass, have hot flashes all the time. And, you know, man, I'm hot as hell. Man, sit still. You know,
he ate
a whole ham. Now, he won't know why he fat. All that damn ham grease working his way out your ass. That's what it is. You ain't really hot.
All right, let's get to this. And in weekend movie box office news, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse swung into first place. I mean, was there any doubt? First place at the weekend box office with a better than expected $120.5 million.
Ain't that an animated thing?
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I saw the commercial on TV. I went, who the hell go see that?
Everyone.
I heard it was good.
Black Spider-Man. Miles is black.
Black,
yes.
He is. Yeah.
I love it. Issa Rae is in it.
What's wrong, Steve? You don't believe in a black Spider-Man?
Mahershala Ali.
I don't believe in no Spider-Man. If you think it's somebody
ever a kid,
throw a web up on the wall and swing his ass over there, you got to be out your rabbit.
You didn't believe in that when you were a kid?
No good in hell. Well, it wasn't no damn Spider-Man. I lived in the ghetto.
Who was your favorite superhero when you were a kid?
Superman.
Shaft.
I thought it was my daddy.
Your daddy?
Yeah, I thought my daddy was here.
Okay.
I didn't think nobody could beat my damn daddy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Matter of fact, I was convinced. Y'all come over here, man. Y'all know who stay here?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody never break in our house. All the other houses got broke in. That's when I knew. They scared of my daddy.
He's a superhero.
Yeah, I thought Shaft was big and the Mac super fly. Woo!
Now, that right there, the Mac.
Now, wait a minute. So, when you were a little boy looking in the mirror playing and stuff, you were doing the Mac? The Goldie?
Hell yeah. What? Dog, that's who I want to be. You see that car?
You know the rules, pretty Tony.
Isaac Hayes had a car with chandeliers on top of the front of the headlights. Chandeliers. That's what I wanted, man. Them were all my superheroes, were gangsters and pimps.
Oh my goodness.
All right, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour. The Bible has been banned from a Utah school district. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, the Davis School District, which is located just north of Salt Lake City in Utah, has officially decided to ban the Bible from elementary and middle school libraries for containing, get this guys, vulgarity or violence. The ban will take effect immediately, with Bibles being removed from classrooms even as they close down for the summer. The committee assigned to review the Bible for the Davis School District determined that it should still be limited to high school age students. In the days since the decision was announced, the Davis School District has also received a request for the Book of Mormon to be reviewed for inappropriate conduct content. Ken Ivory, a Utah Republican legislator, wrote in a statement, "The Bible is a, quote, challenging read for children, and that the Bible is best taught and best understood in the home and around the hearth as a family."
Hearth. Ain't nobody got no more damn hearths.
Yeah,
and let me tell y'all something, man. Our country, man, is in climbing in a basket going to hell. We are so immoral. Mm-hmm. We are so immoral. Now, you can expose your children to all types of stuff about sex, sexuality. You can have all these choices for your children, but now the children can't read the Bible because it's too rough of a read. You want to know what's a rough read, man? Try reading to your child and explaining to your child what he's seeing on the internet. Mm-hmm. You want to have a rough read? Be a parent and do that. I think this country, man, is sick, and I think we're getting sicker, and I think we're getting further and further away from the truth. We're getting further and further away from God. And, man, don't let people do that to your children in your homes. Keep talking to your children about prayer. Keep talking to your children about faith. Keep talking to your children about religion and hope and all of that. Stop listening to all this. We set up and let that atheist woman convince the Congress to remove prayer from schools. And look at what has happened since we've removed prayer from schools. So now what we have? Now we got drugs in the schools. We got school shootings in the schools. We trying to put all types of different bathrooms in the school. Hey, man, we're losing ourselves. People are not paying attention to it because we have gotten to the point where there are groups of people who want to force you to agree with their decisions. And even though I agree with everybody has the right to make their own decisions and live your own life as you choose, but please, when I choose not to, why I got to be wrong for that?
Is there a committee investigating gun violence and making rules on gun laws? Do we have that committee?
No.
Because we're so worried about these books. I'm just trying to figure out where is the committee to stop the violence and the laws, the gun laws. Are they busy?
They're not busy. We had the books. We didn't have all of this.
This sickness is real,
y'all. Gun violence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll check your voicemail, Steve, at 877-29-STEVE right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check Steve's voicemail. If you would like to leave a message for Steve, call him 877-29-STEVE, and you might just hear your call on the air. Well, now, we all know that Father's Day is coming up, and Steve, this guy named Kenneth left a message about fatherhood. Check it out.
Steve Harvey, this is Kenneth. It's June the 1st. What you just said in your closing remarks, man, really touched my heart, man. That's what I'm dealing with right now. My wife will not allow me to be a man to my 20-year-old son. I really need your advice on this one, man, because it's a lot of things I just don't do to keep it, you know, real good between me and my wife. She says I'm too hard, I yell too much. But, Steve, I know this world will eat him up. I just need your advice on how to balance both. You know, right now I'm losing. I'm losing with my son because I know I'm not saying and doing the things I'm supposed to do simply because I'm trying to keep her happy. And I just don't know how to handle both of them, Steve. It's an avalanche driving past me now, man. I love y'all, man. Have a good day.
See, man, I know exactly where you at because you're not the only one. There are a lot of men facing this dilemma every single day. But I have to say this to you. The decision to make, you have to save your son. You have to save your son. You have to tell him the truth. Pull him to the side. Take him down to McDonald's, man. Say, hey, man, let's go get a burger together. Hey, man, let's walk. Hey, man, just come sit with me. Hey, man, let's go have a cigar. Do anything. But pull your son to the side and tell him the truth because you know the truth. See, men know what it takes to be a man. Men are not good at a lot of stuff, women. I'm going to tell you that. But when it comes to manhood, real men know how to be one thing good. That's men. We know the rules of manhood. So you have to allow a man to do that. It's a doggone shame when women don't allow that. You yelling at him. You look at him. So what? Yeah, I'm yelling at him, but I'm yelling at him because you can take this yelling and this punishment from me, or I can send you out here. Now, let me tell you something. The streets got a different punishment for you. And if you don't learn that, the streets will teach you in a different way. Now, when the streets don't teach it to you, then they have a police department who will teach you the lesson. Mm. Then if that don't teach it to you, then they have a judicial system that's going to teach you the lesson. Mm. And if you don't get it in the judicial system, they got a prison for your ass that's going to teach you a whole nother set of lessons. You don't have time for this. Mm. You have got to let these men who know how to be men deal with these boys. Or else, man, and that's the problem right now. My God, what happens, man, when these men out here who really want to be men get this interference from the women? I've dealt with it. I've seen it. I've had personal experiences on my own with it. So finally, I just had to say, listen, man, you got to let me do what I do or else these boys going to go off the rails. They going to go off the rails because it's too much out here. All you got to do is look around. Just look, man, what happens when you don't stay in these boys' life. Look at what's happening to this kid in Memphis, this basketball player, Ja Morant. That's a father. He got a daddy. But his daddy's so busy being his damn friend, he ain't taking up his role. Man, I wish my son, man, come on, boy. You got to be kidding. I got you make a mistake. He made the one mistake.
Twice.
But man, you've got to allow this to happen. So don't give up, brother. Go save your son.
All right.
Took up all the time on one question.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Great advice, Steve. I mean, you know, that's what these young men need, young women.
I know that,
fathers.
But see, a lot of men know what I know. It's a lot of men out there know this here. Y'all gotta let these men do their job.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This little punk-ass boy, I'm telling you, okay.
Ooh,
if you're down there visiting him, you're going to wish you had let this man talk to him.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Ooh, you got to pick up that phone and talk to him through that glass.
You want to leave a message for Steve, call him 877-29-STEVE. Now, coming up next, today's prank phone call with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, we go to the hotel, but not to a room. Okay, we'll get into that, find out what that's all about.
Now y'all just out in the hallway.
Right. In the lobby.
Damn.
Right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
Your house is my house. I'm going to say it one more again. Your house is my house. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Russell.
Yeah, this is Russell.
Hi, Russell. I'm Isaiah. I'm a realtor, real estate, and I'm trying to do some schematics. I think I'm calling the right house. I'm not quite sure. Are you West Dixie Road?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Just some reference to.
How many square feet is your house, if you don't mind me asking?
It's about 3,500 square feet.
I don't know if this is the right house or not. Is this, you have a deck out in the back, a all-weather type of deck out in the back?
Yeah, I do. What's this about?
Okay. How, if you don't mind me, Russell, how long have you lived there?
Yeah, my man, I've already asked you twice, and you're asking me for, like, personal information on my crib. What's this a reference to?
Okay, well, like I said, I'm a realtor, and I'm trying to get ahead of some things that's going on. And,
Ahead of what?
It's been brought to my attention that your house is going to be, is going into foreclosure, and it's going to be on the market in the next two to 3 weeks. So I wanted to make sure I was getting the right house, and I wanted to make sure I knew all this.
Then you got the wrong house. My house is not going into foreclosure. I'm up to date. I'm good. So you definitely got the wrong house.
Okay, hang on. So, West Dixie Road, and like you said, 3,500 square feet. This is a two-car garage, right?
I don't know. I don't know what information you're getting, but when it comes to my name and my crib and what's going on with my bills and all that, I'm up to date and I'm fine. So you got the wrong information. You got the wrong person or the wrong information on the right house, whatever it is. But this is not, this, my house is definitely not going into foreclosure.
Well, this
I'm on top of my bills like it's my woman. You get me? So my whole thing is I don't even know why you're calling. My house is definitely not for sale. It's not going to foreclosure. I'm not behind on my bills.
Well, sir, I'm telling you what my books say, and this is our, I'm looking at legitimate, this legal paperwork.
Money. Yo, what I'm trying to tell you is this. I don't care about your books. Read what I'm writing to you. I'm up to date on my mortgage. You're just a realtor, so my whole thing is nobody's selling my house. My house is not.
Okay. Hold on. Let's back up. Let's go back to just a realtor. You're not going to talk to me like that. Now I'm a realtor, and I'm a person that's on top of my game. Your house is going into foreclosure. Now you can be in denial if you want to be, but I'm just trying to get on top of everything and try to sell the house as soon as it hits the market. So I know what
it's
I'm
not
doing.
Gonna be
you don't know.
Until I sell, my man. Look, my ain't going into foreclosure, dude.
So if I'm looking at paperwork here, why am I looking at paperwork that has your address on it, sir?
That sounds like a personal problem. Obviously, you're not on top of your
The personal problem is going to be yours when they come put you out your house. This says foreclosure at your address.
Man, yo, look. I'm trying to tell you, man. Don't knock on my door. Don't call. None of that. Nobody's coming to my house, knocking on the door, trying to put me out of my house. And on top of that, a foreclosure takes a long time.
That's what I mean. This has been in there a long time. It's coming up in the next couple of weeks. That's what I'm telling you.
What paperwork do you have?
I am looking at paperwork.
What bank? Do you even know what bank is selling the house or trying to put me in foreclosure?
Are you with First Fidelity?
That's not your concern.
Okay, well, you just asked me, sir. You just asked me. That's what's on this paperwork.
In the foreclosure. You got the wrong paperwork. You got the wrong address attached to somebody else's
Okay, this is your address. It is the right square footage. It is the right house, sir.
I'm entertaining you right now, my man. I'm telling you, isn't going into foreclosure.
Okay. You know what? You're getting angry with me, but really, if you'd have paid your bills, you wouldn't be in this situation. You know what I mean?
Are you paying your bills?
I'm paying my bills, but evidently you're not paying yours because you're on your way into foreclosure. And now you're getting upset with me when I'm just a realtor calling, trying to catch.
This is like phony to me. This is funny. I'm on my deck handling my business barbecue right now, dude. Less than zero fear of me going into foreclosure.
The attitude is not necessary. Matter of fact, this is probably.
You call me with this bullshit? Get the fuck
This
out
is probably
of here,
your
man.
Last barbecue on the deck, so enjoy that.
Look, you come over here and you call me again, you'll be on the fucking grill. You got me?
All I'm telling you is this right here, bro. They coming to close your house out in 2 weeks. All I wanted was the schematics on your house. That's all I wanted.
Well, obviously, you have all the information you need. You already know more about what's going on with my personal affairs than I do. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a problem if somebody knocks on my f***ing door.
Okay, well, I need to come over
Nobody's
and take a look at that.
I'm not getting foreclosed on. That's not how it works.
All right. I need to come over and take some pictures of the house. So is that going to be a problem?
Get off the internet. But you got the wrong
house. I need to come inside, sir, and see the condition of the house.
You're f***ing with me, right? I'm not going into foreclosure. I'm up to date with all my shit. You're not coming to my house. You're not getting inside the house.
Okay.
You don't know
okay.
what the f*** you're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you what, your co-worker, Michaela, she seems to think different.
Michaela?
Don't you work with Michaela?
Yeah. What's Michaela got to do with this?
Michaela got me to call you, baby. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Russell, you've been pranked, baby. You've been pranked, baby.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Oh, my God. Oh, that's crazy, man. I'm like, man, I got my shit up to date, man. What the f*** y'all talking about? I'm up to date, man.
You up to date, baby? Man, tell me this. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yes, baby. You up to date, baby. You up to date.
You got that right.
I don't think there's anyone more satisfied than I am with stupidity. I love it. I love being ignorant. I love being stupid. I love being, it's just so.
Embrace it, boy.
Yes, yes, Unc.
Let just, it drink it.
Yes, Unc. It's just.
Yeah, let it use you.
Yes, yes. I uses it. I use this. Yes. It. Yes.
Complete
yes.
yourself. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
2 minutes of praise and worship. How much longer drown. Do we have?
We're going to drown in this stupid, Unc. That's all I want. Just drown in it with me. Just bask in it, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Stupid is coming to the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. If you would, Stupid would be there Father's Day night. Along with Earthquake, it's Earthquake's Father's Day. My family is upset with me that I have chosen to work on Father's Day because I did not think they were going to do anything for me. So I figured I may as well go to work. So,
your phone caught your ass.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. It doubled back on me. Yeah, but I will be there performing. New Jersey Performing Arts Center, Father's Day night in New Jersey. Tickets are on sale right now. Land in the Cut, Redondo Beach, California, out there in the Los Angeles area, July 23rd at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center. You will see Nephew Tommy and friends on, and the doors will open around 7. Yes. Tickets are on sale right now. I might buy a ticket to see myself. I really might. I'm that good that I want to see me.
All right, Nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter subject. We go to a hotel, but not to a room. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. Yeah. And click Submit Strawberry
Warning,
Letter.
Sorry, Special. We interrupt this regularly scheduled show to bring you breaking news. Kier's Hope Walk has opened up again. For new people, because we found out this walk is so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, from now on, anybody with eczema, we are opening it up to people with eczema.
It's going to be packed.
I'm there.
They itching to get there.
Anybody that's got splinters in them, anyone with splinters, in your foot, your hand, slid one under your nail, we're walking for you. And these last two, we good.
60-40,
whatever, 50-50. All y'all are something just flat out wrong with you. And you ain't really sure, you ain't never been clinically diagnosed. You get in that group too. And last but not least, we're walking for anybody with shingles. It's not shingles.
It's shingles.
Come on out. Shingles is the medical term for it. It's shingles when you get it, though. Because when you be trying to tell it, you be going, man, I got these damn shingles on my ass. And so just wanted to know that those, so go ahead, Tommy and Shirley.
Thank you, Kier, for helping. So it's time now, like I was saying, for the Strawberry Letter. Please write us. You never know. This letter right here could be yours. We want you to write us.
All right. Shingles. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, we go to the hotel, but not to a room. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 44-year-old divorced woman, and I can't stop messing with my ex-husband. He and I just couldn't get along, so he started cheating on me. I blame myself for it because I was always so insecure that I nagged him daily. He's married to another woman that he calls his soulmate on Facebook, but he's sleeping with me every chance he gets. I'm not sure what exactly a soulmate is, but we are perfect mates in the bedroom. I believe that intimacy is a telltale sign of how a man feels about you, and I know from how my ex handles me that he's very much still in love with me. I just need your opinion on what's been going on with us lately. He's been down on his luck, and we've been meeting up for sex in his car because his new wife knows where I live and she's got spies watching us. I saw her sister riding down my street the other day, so we have to be careful. We've been meeting up in a hotel parking lot to have sex in his SUV. The first time we met up there, he said he had a room for us, but we got there too late and the hotel gave it away. The second time, he said he was so ready to have sex that he didn't have time to check in and walk up to the room. By the third time I met him at the hotel, I was thinking that something is fishy. I get there earlier than our meeting time and I walked in to use the restroom. I saw him standing behind the front desk and I quickly ran back out. I had no idea he was working at the hotel, but that really made me wonder why we have sex in his car if he has access to free rooms in the hotel. He told me that it would create a scene. And he doesn't need that. Why is he telling me that I'm special to him, but he's making love to me in a car? Well, I mean, he's making love to you in a car because you're letting him make love to you in a car. You know, why not? Save the money. Clearly, you're not cool with doing it in the car. But, you know, if you were, you wouldn't be writing Steve and I. You know, though, that your ex can't let the people at work see what you guys are up to. You do realize that he could lose his job. And not only that, but this is the man that you divorced because he was cheating on you. And now you're cheating with him. This is really messed up. How does this work? You almost sound like you have a right to cheat with him because you were married to him first. And I know you said you blame yourself for nagging him daily and you were insecure, but that's really no excuse to cheat with him or to let him do you in his car. I don't care how down on his luck he is and all of that. You got to stop allowing yourself to be used in this way. You have to. As long as you go along with this crazy sex in the car stuff, that's all it's going to be. You're his side piece that he does in the car. Period. That's what you are. He's not leaving his new wife for you. He doesn't have to, because guess what? He can have you whenever he wants. So no matter what he says or how much you think he still loves you, you're not important or special to him at all. You're just the girl he does in the car. Steve?
Lady, we go to the hotel, but not a room. I don't even see how you don't see what's happening in this letter. It's just amazing to me. What's wrong with you? If you write the letter, read the letter carefully before you send it in to me and Shirley, because that's what we're going to do. All right. You're a 44-year-old divorced woman. I can't stop messing with my ex-husband. He and I just couldn't get along, so he started cheating on me. That's all it takes. I blame myself for it because I was always so insecure that I nagged him daily. So now you've taken on full responsibility for it. Skip the he cheated thing. He cheated cause of you. So you just done dumped all this on yourself. And you know where I know you got that from? You got that from him. He told you you nagged him daily. He told you he couldn't take it no more.
Hang on,
Lord,
Steve.
Have mercy. I'll be back. I'm gonna go through this letter quick.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Strawberry Letter subject for today. We go to a hotel, but not to a room. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is we go to a hotel, but not to a room.
Here's a 44-year-old divorced woman who can't stop messing with her ex-husband. And she said the reason is the ex-husband because they couldn't get along. They couldn't get along, so he cheated on me. Then she said, I blame myself for this because I nagged him daily. So therefore, he's married to another woman that he calls his soulmate on Facebook. Lady, the reason that you're saying your man cheated is because you nagged him. And you know where you got that from? Him. Because he convinced you of the narrative. He was cheating anyway. See, what you don't understand is what you was nagging him about was his lack of attention and never paying attention to you and not being available and disappearing. He told you he did that because you was nagging. No, you were nagging because you were nagging about what he was doing. You just didn't know what he was doing. Now, he later on flipped it on you and told you the reason he was doing what he was doing because of what you was doing, which was nagging. That it's a trick and you fell for it. He's married to another woman he calls his soulmate on Facebook, but he's sleeping with me every chance he gets. I'm not sure what exactly a soulmate is. Okay, then cool. Okay, but listen to me. See, I want you to listen to yourself in this matter. You don't know a lot of stuff, and what you come to conclusions you're coming to are all wrong. I don't know what a soulmate is, but we are perfect mates in the bedroom. I believe that intimacy is a telltale sign of how a man feels about you, and I know how my ex handles me, that he's very much still in love with me. I just need your opinion on what's going up with us lately. That statement that you just made about how a man makes love to you is a telltale sign. No, it's not. And that ain't got nothing to do with being in love with somebody. Because he can do it real good. A lot of dudes out here that can do it real good. A lot of women out here can do it better. But that don't mean nobody in love. Where did you get that from? That if he do me good, he love me. No, he don't. He do everybody the same way. He pretty good at it. Hell, he cheated. He got a lot of practice in. I just need your opinion on what's been going with us lately. He's been down on his luck, and we've been meeting up for sex in the car. Oh, that's what he told you. Oh, so he needs you for release. Oh, okay. You ain't never heard that before? I'm just down on my luck, and I miss you so much. So we've been meeting up to have sex in the car because his new wife knows where I live and she sends spies to watch us. Wait a minute. Now, that could be true. But you really think that's why y'all having sex in the car? See, you keep inventing all of these things to justify what's happening to you. So you think y'all having sex in the car because his wife got spies and know where you live. We've been eating him up in the parking lot to have sex in his SUV. First time we met there, he had a room for us, but we got there too late and the hotel gave it away. Second time, he was so ready to have sex, he didn't have time to check in and walk up to the room. By the third time I meet him at the hotel, I was thinking something fishy. I got there earlier than our meeting time, and I walked in to use the restroom. I saw him standing behind the front desk, and I quickly ran back out. I had no idea he was working at the hotel, but that really made me wonder why we have sex in the car if he has access to free rooms in the hotel. Okay, are you really stupid? Okay, first of all, he works at the hotel. The reason y'all can't go to the room is because it is against company policy for any hotel employee to enter into a guest room. That's hotels around the country. I've been on tour since I was 27 years old. I've met maids. Hello. They can't come in that room. Not after you meet them. They can go in there to clean up. But you can't meet one, then holler at them, and then she come back later on, come up your room. She gonna lose her job.
Right.
What?
Right.
I don't know how I know that, but I'm just telling you that's information.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
That was my first time trying to learn Spanish. Anyway, that's a long story.
That's for another day anyway.
Yeah, I wanted her to teach
me Spanish. So, he is so crazy.
So now I'm sitting here going, and the reason you ain't going to lunch, or the reason you're not going up to the room is because he do you at the same hotel on his break. You're driving to his job on his break to have sex, and that's where y'all gonna have it. Now, he cheated on you while you got doing, and he lying to you now. And he ain't down on his luck. He's working. He told me that it would create a scene, and he don't need that if you go up there. Why is he telling me that I'm special to him, but he's making love to me in a car? Because if he can tell you you're special to him and make you think you're special, but then treat you like you ain't nothing, and you'll accept that, just like you accepted him cheating on you because you was nagging, but you was really nagging because what you didn't know, he was already cheating. See, this whole letter is you've misdiagnosed everything. You're crazy.
All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the very free iHeartRadio app. Download it today. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Junior is back with sports talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Junior is back with sports talk. What you got for us, Junior? Welcome back.
I don't know why you asked me about sports talk, Shirley. I had COVID. I don't know nothing going on in sports. I don't know what the series is, but I do want to thank Dallas for everybody that came out to the 5th annual Curious Hope Run and Fun Walk. Man, we had a great time. Thank you for 105.7 KRNB for showing up big like they did. Appreciate all the support. We had over 250 runners. Wonderful.
Wow, that's
wonderful. Cool. It was a beautiful event, man. We had a great time, fun. AD Dolphin, thank you for coming out, brother. D Earth.
AD came through, bro.
I'm telling you right now. AD came through. Appreciate everybody, man. But
AD ain't even got nothing.
Nah, he came through there. So you've been doing this,
you don't have to be sick to go,
You don't. Yeah, you do, Tommy.
So
yeah, that way you're wrong about that, Tommy.
Yeah. So is there any more people, Uncle Steve, you should believe that you need to be at this walk next year?
First of all, because Kill was there as a combination runner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was down there for the SCS. That's for the sickle COVID sale. This is a person with sickle cell and COVID. That, you know how hard it is to walk with all that?
You need to stop.
So he was down there with sickle cell and COVID. Just the fact, just being able to participate was nothing but the grace of God. And then next year, anybody that's lactose, if you're lactose intolerant,
we're gonna
have you running. We're gonna let you wear a diaper in case you can't hold it together.
You can't get through the 3 miles.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. And then y'all gonna run next to the people with bad bladders. We had the bad bladder walk.
Incontinence. Yeah. They ain't got nobody doing that.
Yeah, that's the BBW. That's the bad bladder walk. And then we're opening it up. This is a special section. It's very short. This is only the 10-yard walk. We've got the 10-yard walk. That's for people with bunions and corns. We got a special 10-yard walk. You only got to walk 10 yards.
That's a relief for them, huh?
Yeah, we did. But you're going to have to push through now. I know 10 yards is a long-ass way when you got bunions and corns. But we're doing a special 10-yard walk.
Yeah.
10 yards. We got a person there that got a butcher knife at the end of the 10-yard walk to cut your shoes off of. You ain't even got to untie them.
With a butcher knife?
Yeah. Cut them off from where the sole and the fabric join together.
You know? Yeah, so crazy. Wow.
That's a lot of people coming. We're going to be sold out next year. We're going to be sold. I got to make more space.
I'm already selling it out. Don't worry.
Thank you, Junior. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, a woman on social media, Steve, needs some advice. She says, my new job was supposed to be better. It's not. We'll talk about it right after this.
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
So, Steve, listen up. This is from Carrie on Facebook. Carrie says, earlier this year, I quit my job of 10 years, almost 10 years, for what I was given the impression was going to be a better job with better hours and pay. But now that I've been at it for a few months, I realize that I was sold a bunch of lies. I'm actually working more and taking home less than I was at my last job. And to top it off, I hate the work. I wish I could go back to my old job, but I don't know if they would take me back. I feel like such an idiot for not seeing that I had it really good at my last job. What should I do? Should I tough it out with this job or go back to begging for my old job or look for something entirely new?
Well, why would you beg for your old job? You obviously left your old job for a reason, but because it's better than the one you went to, it doesn't mean you go back. I'm not a real big proponent of taking backward steps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not really. I think you have to realize sometimes God closes a door. Sometimes when door closes, it's simply because God wants you to enter into a new door. Now, you made this choice. It's obviously you didn't pray about this. So you made a choice and you made a bad choice. It happens in life. We all make them. I've made hundreds of them, bad mistakes. And now what you do, I wouldn't go back to my other job. I would pursue another job. But you know what your problem is? These jobs that you keep taking, they probably have nothing to do with what you're gifted at. And as long as you are working not in your gift, you are going to be miserable. You're never going to be satisfied. You won't be happy. There's no contentment. It's in everything. Your greatest chance for success is all lies in your gift from God that He gave you at birth. And if people would stop worrying about their jobs and focus on your gift, You'd be much more successful. What is your gift? I have no idea what it is. But you, this job you got, ain't got nothing to do with that. And the one you had didn't have nothing to do with it because you didn't want it. So that leads me to say this. If you've had one job that wasn't working for you, and you wouldn't got another job, and that one ain't working for you either, the question beckons to be asked, why would you want another one of them?
Hello. Mm-hmm.
That's like a people with a degree. You go to college, you get a degree, and it ain't working for you. You go back to get another one. If your one degree ain't working, why would you go get another one of them? Have you ever thought that it's you?
Maybe it's a different field.
Yeah, you can do that. But yeah. I think that people look for their happiness and success in the wrong places. And if you think it's education, then you could be mistaken, because I haven't seen education in the Bible. Talks a lot about dreams and visions. But I didn't read the scripture about education.
But you want her to move forward and not backwards.
That's not go back to the old job. Is what
I am not a proponent of backwardness. Oh, okay. And if you ask me, I wouldn't go back to something I done already quit. What's the step back for?
Yeah.
You left like so you could better yourself and make a step forward. Well, why would you go back to that? Mm-hmm. There's no forward progress in that. Mm. I just don't see it.
It's like people going back to their ex. Why would you go back to your ex? That don't make no sense.
What?
That's how you're comparing it.
I'm just talking to myself. My bad.
What do you mean? You just had a random thought.
Yeah. Just a random thought.
Inside voice, outside voice, okay? This is from PJ on Facebook. PJ says, I went out of town with a group of friends last weekend, and on Saturday night, while we were all sitting around talking, my friend started teasing me about something embarrassing I'd done earlier in the day. I tried to shrug it off, but then a few others joined in the teasing. In retrospect, I don't think they thought they were being mean, but at that moment it hurt me, and I left the group and got a ride back home. My friend tried to call me. I haven't taken her call yet. I'm pretty sure I overreacted. Do I forgive them and move past it, or should I apologize for overreacting?
I don't know. I don't know what Demon. Your girls could have said to you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they all jumped on it, so it was pretty funny to them. Obviously, it wasn't funny to you. So, you lucky you wasn't with me and my friend.
Or you. Ass,
I'm telling you right now, we bury your ass.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, in trending Father's Day news, you know Father's Day is coming up. Colleague and fellow late-in-life dad Robert De Niro has congratulated Al Pacino on being a dad again. However, word has it that Al Pacino was not happy about his news and has asked for a DNA test to prove he's actually the father. Insiders say Pacino's girlfriend, Noor Al-Fallah, waited a while to tell Pacino, who was also under the impression that he couldn't father a child at 81 years old. Robert De Niro is 79, but Al Pacino is 81.
Ain't nobody making graduation.
That you baby gonna come out drawing Social Security. I know that for sure.
Where my check? Now he wants the DNA test.
Because he doesn't believe it.
Well, one thing about these kids, though, they show and tell in school gonna be hella.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, they're gonna be showing all these movies.
Scarface, Godfather.
Heat. My daddy movie.
Heat. That's my movie right there.
Taxi Driver.
My daddy, Tony Montana.
What'd you say, Steve? Your daddy, what?
My daddy, Tony Montana.
A political refugee from Cuba.
Who your damn daddy?
Say hello.
Yeah, bragging right.
My daddy, Michael Corleone. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love There's this. That. All right. coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather have unlimited money, or would you rather have unlimited sex?
Unlimited money. We can have all the sex we want with that money. We're getting this money.
You want B?
I want B. Junior? I don't know what time I'm talking about. I was getting sex with no money. Hell.
I want that unlimited money, partner. What?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking A too, Junior.
Oh, well, y'all take it.
You are
with
A.
Your broke ass. Just
over there having sex and just high.
I, over there just having sex. I want to have sex with.
Wait, what?
You need to shut up. You need to look around.
All right, let's move on.
With your boss behind, would you rather?
Would you rather gamble all day or go fishing all day?
I'd rather go fishing all day.
Go fishing, baby.
Really? As much as you like to gamble? Vegas?
You know how much money you can lose?
All day?
All damn day.
We fishing.
All right. Can you how many fish can you catch all day?
A lot.
I caught
you caught some big bass last week.
Yeah, man, I caught 15 in one day.
Oh, that's a lot.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, a few of them was hogs though. Hogs is large bass.
Big mouth.
We call them hogs.
Oh,
okay.
All right, Father's Day is coming up, guys. Would you rather have a homemade gift for Father's Day, or would you rather have a store-bought gift for Father's Day?
Either way, it ain't going to be nothing.
It ain't going to be worth a damn. Either one of them.
Why do you guys say that?
Because that's how they do it.
Like, give me no damn homemade damn gift.
I mean, what if they baked you something? Or
Daddy, here go your favorite peach cobbler.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. All this I done done for y'all. College education, college.
You're an expert on this, Uncle. I'm in a blended family and everything. Do I even get to celebrate Father's Day this year or no? No.
You're going to find out just how many people don't really give a damn about you.
Yeah. In two Sundays from now.
Hey, Junior, welcome to Father's Day, y'all. In about two Sundays. You're going to be sitting up there. This is your first Father's Day?
Yeah.
You ain't going to believe how fast it blow by.
Junior, that's not true.
Anybody getting you nothing?
Watch.
We had a wonderful Mother's Day. Sure you'll have a beautiful Father's Day.
You're going to get that little ragged ass car with that towel in the front of it made out of fabric.
I took a job. Look at it that way.
I can't tell me. I see what you're saying.
I got to even be with your kids.
No.
You're going to get that Father's Day car with real wood on the front.
Okay. I got it up. Thank you, man.
All right.
You're going to prop them up on your desk, try to look at them for a few days.
That's today's
come home
round
one day
of
and
Would
just
You
rake
Rather.
Them in the damn trash.
Coming up in 49 minutes after the hour, closing remarks from our... Or the one and only Steve Harvey. And, of course, it's our last break of the day right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health. With great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. Or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day. And Steve, before we get out of here, we did have one more question from a caller.
Excuse me, everybody. Breaking news. This is the last entry of the day. This Here's Hope's Run has been opened up to more groups.
Wow.
We found that there's a lot more issues out here that need help, so they're running. Uh-huh. Here are the last four entries. Number one, we are running next year. Kids Hope is running with alcoholics coming out to run. And their run will go in several different directions. They won't have to follow the normal run route because all of them is going to run to the liquor store. We're going to point them in different directions and all alcoholics will be running to the liquor store. Congratulations, join in all alcoholics. The next group that will be running will be people with severe sleep apnea. We're going to come in, but we're going to move your run. Your run ain't going to start to 2:30 that afternoon.
So you can sleep
in. Give them time to get up.
Other people will probably be through with their run, but you come on in. After that, the third group that's being admitted is people that's got gas. We're going to have y'all run. But we're going to not film it, but we're going to audio record it.
Oh, gross.
As you run. And we're going to try to save that and sell the tape afterwards to see if you can recognize your own gang.
Oh, no.
That's how we're going to make extra money.
Yeah.
And we raffling it off to the person that can pick out their gas from other people's gas. And then the last group that we're adding, and this is warm to my heart, we're adding a special run for little people. It's a special run for little people, and we're calling this 10 million steps.
I really hate you. I really do.
You're passionate. I'm finna make so much money next year.
Go to kearshope.org.
It's 10 million steps. And Tommy's going to lead that run.
And, we knew it was
he's not right here right now. He don't hear this. He's going to be reading
it. He hears it.
No, I think, hey, Tommy, you were on away for a second.
Yes, sir.
I've added a special section to Junior's run for little people. What? It's for little people. And we're calling it the 10 million steps. 10 million steps.
What that got to do with me, dog?
Well, nothing, but just listen to me. You know, normally it's 10,000 steps. You try to get your 10,000 in.
Yeah.
This little division going to be for the special group of little people that we're calling it 10 million steps.
Feet going to be moving.
And it's going to be, well, but we're going to use a smaller track too, Junior.
I'm not going to
do this,
y'all.
It's going to be a smaller track.
Well, what's it got to do with Tommy?
Yeah. Exactly.
And, you know, we want somebody that they can look up to.
See, right there. Right there.
Well, man, one more time for me. What's it going to be called for the little people? What's
it's called the Little People 10 Million Step.
Lay it by nephews.
I really hate you. I really do.
And every day.
You hate him every day. Every day.
Here's a recording of my partner, Lil John, running the 60-yard dash. To your mark, get set, go. That was his 60-yard dash.
You need to stop. Yeah.
That the noise that you heard with his feet hitting the ground.
Yeah.
Right.
You really need to
really
stop.
Need to stop.
To be done. Oh, boy, it'll be busy.
I cannot with you.
Hey, y'all, Shirley, you got a call for me?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. Do you remember, I think it was last week on the Strawberry Letter, when the wife wrote in, she said her husband purchased some new underwear while he was out on a business trip. Remember that letter?
Yeah.
She said she thinks he might be cheating. Well, a female listener left us a message about that very same topic. Take a listen.
Hi, I called about the letter with the gentleman who bought the underwear. My issue is, why can't he go buy a pair of underwear that he likes without his wife thinking he's cheating? That doesn't make sense. And why is she assuming he's cheating? I found out that women, when we accuse men of cheating, we put ideas in their head because that leads them to believe we don't trust them. And when they're not trusted, you give them a thought to cheat. Well, she thinks I'm doing it anyway. So that's my thought. Have a blessed day.
What I was saying, a man can buy drawers without cheating. And that's it. I'm not a proponent of you putting thoughts in a man's head. I think a man is thinking it anyway. But one thing about it, though, if you gonna keep accusing me of something that I'm not doing, and I have to suffer your wrath every time I come in here for this thought you had, after a while, I'ma just, you know, since I gotta suffer, I might as well do something.
Oh, she thinks I'm cheating anyway, so I may as well cheat. That's
listen to me, if you in here nagging me about cheating and I'm not, and I'm trying to convince you that I ain't, but you just gonna insist. At one point, some dudes is just going to say, all right, cool. I tell you what, since we're in here fighting about it, let me give you something. You remember when your mom used to say, look, I'll give you something to cry about?
Stop all that crying or I'll give you something to cry about.
Ooh. Yeah, and, you know, that happens.
That happens.
So it works with cheating, too, is what you're saying. Thank
you. Okay. We've learned so much today on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Hey, guys, y'all have a great day. Talk to God. He'd absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.